WTTS on demand.
Hey, Adam, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, Paul, I'm all right. How you doing?
Fine. Hey, Underwater Sunshine, the new album, all covers. Tell me how you pick some of these songs.
Pick them all the same way, really. I mean, they're just songs we like. It's a lot simpler than people think. We just really like these songs.
But how do you hear them all? Because some of these are EPs. One of them, at least, was an EP, wasn't even released yet when you recorded it.
Oh, Hospital was a demo, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, a lot of them are just, you know, I have a lot of friends who write for blogs or record bands or are in a lot of indie bands. But I get a lot of music from just recommendations of people writing online. You know, there's a lot of people writing about what music they love online. And there's places like Daytrotter where they're recording, you know, there's probably about 2,000 sessions on Daytrotter of just bands recording songs and putting them up there. And so, I mean, there's so much great music out there to find. Just take some time to find it. It's not as obvious or as easy as it used to be when I was growing up, but there's a lot of great music out there. I mean, it's pretty much a golden age for music right now, I think. It's just not always in the mainstream.
Well, some of the covers are kind of obscure like that. Then you did, you tackled Pure Prairie League's Amy, and you did it with an accordion.
Well, Charlie picked up that accordion. He loves to play that thing. I'm going to deny the boy.
Oh, yeah. And Big Star, kind of a tribute to Alex Chilton, I suppose.
Well, I mean, that's one of my favorite songs by maybe my favorite band. And Alex was a guy we knew. So we've always loved. But mainly, I just love playing the song. I mean, most of the songs in this record get on there because we wanted to play them. You know, with Amy, especially, I can think of no other reason except I just really like playing it.
On the album, you very meticulously state where you can hear this by the original artist and all the background and that. I think that's pretty cool.
Well, I think the reason we want to do covers is, you know, because we have an idea of how to make it our own song, you know, and pretty much don't do them unless we can really get a good take on it. It's kind of ours. If it's just karaoke music, you know, it's not as much fun. But that said, you know, somebody did write these songs, and there's a reason we know them and love them, and that's because their original versions are really great, you know, and I wanted to make sure to give the credit where that was due, you know. As a songwriter, I appreciate other people's writing as well.
Your concert performances are unpredictable. It's not like you're going to go and you're going to hear certain songs. You never know what you're going to get from Counting Crows, do you?
Well, we don't either, really. I mean, we make our set lists up after soundcheck or after dinner each night.
You're kidding.
No, just because, you know, that's the one thing I've been sure of our whole career, and I think it's served us very well because, I mean, it's been 20-some-odd years later and we're still here and most other bands aren't. Is that you want to play a great concert, and the best way to play a great concert is to really want to play everything you play. I mean, the best way to do that is to decide each night exactly what you want to play and play exactly that. You know, and we're still playing exactly what we want to play every night, and I think that makes those concerts a lot better. You know, I feel like every time we play a concert, it's like the first time we played the songs, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, we really want to play those songs that night. You know, so you're not getting a concert full of people who are bored on stage.
Yeah, because I just heard an interview with Paul Simon, I think, this morning, and he said, you know, he cited You Can Call Me Al. He says it's a song that makes him want to come off the road about midway through his tour. And I kind of thought about you and Mr. Jones, but you don't do that unless you're in the mood to do it.
Yeah, but we mostly do it. I mean, I love that song. Yeah, I mean, I'm not an idiot. That's a great song. I mean, I like that song as much as I like, you know, Amy or Hospital or Ballad of El Gudo. I mean, just like I'm sure that Alex, you know, was proud of having written Ballad of El Gudo, I'm proud of having written Mr. Jones. You know, I think it's a great song. But one of the reasons I still think it's a great song is that I only play it when I want to, which might be every night on a tour. Last tour we played it pretty much. We didn't play it the last two concerts. I know that.
Adam, we look forward to you coming through Indianapolis, and the record sounds great. Thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right. WTTS on demand.